there, Kentucky Living Health Club members, and welcome to our weekly interview. This week's interview is with Donna Farmer, who is the director of the Pillars Assisted Living Community. And the Pillars is a part of the Masonic Home of Shelbyville, Kentucky, which is under the umbrella of the Masonic Home of Kentucky, which is a nonprofit organization. So welcome to our interview, Donna.
Thank you, Lisa.
It's good to have you here. So we're going to talk a little bit about this interview is under kind of our topic of planning, which we know that people need to do several different areas of planning, and one of them is where a person might live as they grow older. So what I'm curious to know from you, since you're an expert in this field, is what are today's aging baby boomers looking for in housing options as they get older? And maybe tell us a little bit about a few of the options. I know you work in an assisted living community, but what are some of the other options that people need to look at?
Okay, Lisa, there's several options for people, the older, as baby boomers, we need to plan. The one thing that I think they need to look for is a full continuum of care. And what I mean by that is when they move either into a retirement community or independent living, a lot of places have a full continuum of care. And what that means basically is that you may go in as a retirement community, but in that community you will also see independent living, assisted living, and then personal care, and sometimes the full-blown nursing home. It's very effective for people to get into a community, and then their families do not have to physically move them from one community to another if they're planning ahead and looking at a full continuum of care. Also, with the baby boomers, you know, they're also looking for all the luxuries. In our area right now, we already have Wi-Fi. And more and more I'm seeing people come in that are used to computers and used to using and letting the computer do the walking in terms of comparing communities and what they have available.
Great. Well, could you explain the difference? I know there are several different options out there. There's the village concept, like you said, the independent living, that continuum of care. Can you explain a little bit about what each thing means? You know, what is the village concept? What is independent living? What is assisted living? And I think most of us know what nursing care is, but can you talk a little bit about each of those different types of retirement living?
I sure will, Lisa. The village concept is basically, in terms of our sister community in Louisville, the village concept is basically you live in an apartment and there are amenities available to you, but you still function pretty much on your own. You're doing your own cooking, you're doing your own cleaning and that type of thing. When you go into a retirement community, sometimes you have those options where you're still able to do your cooking, so you're not going to need food made for you and you do not need someone to run errands for you. In the village community, they try to have all those amenities in a close area, so they don't have to travel far for that. In an independent living, there are usually like buses or something to pick you up, and so you don't have to still drive. But that's totally, if you are still able to drive in independent living, that's fine. In assisted living, where I'm at, I talk to the individual. I see what they have been doing at their home for themselves, what they need assistance with, and then it's called a functional needs assessment, and we go over that, and then we know what we need to provide for them.
Mm-hmm.
In my particular community, then they're already in our family, per se, and we call them neighbors here rather than residents or clients. They're already a part of our family, so if themselves or their partner gets sicker or if they need more care than we can provide in assisted living, because assisted living is a social model, then you can, their spouse may be able to move to a higher level of care, but they're still within the same community, so they don't have to go out into the elements to see that loved one.
Right, makes it very convenient for both people, and also, like you said, the idea that they're already in a community where they feel like they know each other, and so that means they don't have to move somewhere else and start all over again. They're already part of a supportive community.
Exactly, exactly, and that's what I hear from, I actually this morning was doing exercise with my group of neighbors, and there's about 12 that come out to exercise in the mornings, and I said, what do you think I could say to this live audience? And mm-hmm. the major thing that they said to me this morning was start planning now.
That is a
Talk
great
to your
segue,
children.
Donna, because that's my second question, which is,
okay.
you know, a lot of the people actually in our health club are younger, you know, we designed the health club for basically the over 50 crowd. So, you know, I'm 52. So what is somebody in my age range, how do we start planning for something that may be 20 years from now, possibly? How do we go about looking and deciding on what we might like to have?
Well, I also asked my neighbors this morning that particular question. One statement was, they all said, almost like a echo in the room, that said, start planning now. But they also said they need to, if you aren't in a job that retirement is a part of that, start looking for one. If you do have that, then another thing, and very few people of this generation has planned for this. I do have two individuals that had assisted living insurance.
Mm-hmm.
And when you have assisted living insurance, then basically the community you're in, you send them what you're doing for that individual, and those are called ADLs, which is activities of daily living.
Mm-hmm.
If we are helping that person with three or more ADLs, then that assisted living insurance kicks in and they're paying for the majority of what the cost is. So, Lisa, as for you, I would be calling insurance companies and seeing how much it would cost you at age 52 to buy assisted living insurance. And
okay, that's a good first step then in the thing is to actually start maybe not looking for your community at this age, but planning for how to pay for it when it gets here. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
That's exactly what I'm saying, because like all healthcare, we're seeing increases on a daily basis almost.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then the other thing that I would like to say in terms of that is to talk, if you have children, talk to them. Tell them what you want. Tell them what you need versus waiting till there's a fall and a hip is broken, and then what are we going to do with mom while dad's in the hospital or vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
Is that clear?
Yes, so absolutely.
It's not the easiest conversation, but I don't have either of my parents now, but I did have those conversations with them. What would you want? What do you want me to do? And another thing that people, especially of our age, I'm older than you, Lisa, but you always need to have a living will.
Mm-hmm.
That way your children and everyone else knows what you want. You also need to think about appointing a healthcare surrogate, which is a person, and most people have family members to do it. The only thing that I would say in that respect is it's very hard for a child to fulfill their parents' wishes if they do not want to be put on a ventilator or do not want anything long-term like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard for a child sometimes to say that, especially if their parents never talk to them about it or if they've never talked to them about it. So, I know that's a little bit off the subject, but you've really got to talk to your family about what your needs and wants are. Some people actually have someone not in their family as their healthcare surrogate because they know that it's going to be a hard decision to make. And sometimes that decision is not abided by because they want to keep mom and dad versus, and that's very typical. You know, none of us want to lose our loved ones at any time. But at the same time, you need to pick someone that you know will honor your wishes.
Wow, that is a great point, Donna, because I know that we've seen stories in the health club about that very thing, that people being upset with their siblings because, you know, there was a DNR on their parents' wishes and they abided by it and then the other siblings were upset. So that is an excellent, excellent point to bring up, to possibly choose an objective third party who can make those decisions instead of putting that. And in fact, that kind of leads into my final question, which is, you know, you kind of came around it from the opposite way, where the parent or the older person needs to speak with their parents. But what about if the parent hasn't had that conversation, how does, if you're in the caregiver, let's say my son came to me and said, "Mom, what are your wishes for as you get older?" How do you, as a caregiver, begin that conversation without, you know, it, like you said, it's a delicate conversation to have. So what is a good opening statement to maybe start that kind of conversation with?
Well, once again, it all depends on timing. It depends on that's a very important part about it. So it's not necessarily that you have that discussion. It's best to have that discussion, I should say, when you're on kind of level ground in terms of you're not together for a party or a holiday, but you just basically say, "Mom, I've been thinking and I've been reading a lot and I need to know." And I know this is not going to be an easy conversation for us, but can we please go through what you would like for me to do in case something devastating would happen?
Right.
And at the same time, if it would make you feel more comfortable, you can say, "Mom, I want to talk to you about what I'm thinking about my older years. I'm thinking that I want to go ahead and start planning now," which may start them thinking. I really believe
that. Great idea.
So you could just say, "I think that I'm going to go ahead and get, you know, I'm only 52, but I'm going to go ahead and get assisted living insurance now because I just don't want to have to move in with you, or I don't want to have to be a burden to you. I'd rather for our, you know," the parent can do that as well. So if we're being educated in, if you do not think, for instance, that your son is going to feel comfortable talking to you about it, you play the lead role in that. I know this is not pleasant, but also I need to make sure that I am not a burden to you or any member of the family.
Right. So, it's definitely something to begin planning for, and it's great to know that we do have all these other options, but like you said, all these different new options available to us now. It's not just about, you know, staying in your home until you're too sick to go anywhere but a nursing home. And that concept has totally been blown out of the water by this generation of people. So it's great that there are so many really neat communities to be looking at now. That's a relief, I think, for a lot of people.
Right, and just because if you have, you don't necessarily have to do the independent route, and you don't have to do that. It's basically what you want to do. If women like to, like for instance here, they don't cook, they don't clean, they don't do any of that stuff. We do it all for them.
Uh-huh.
Which sounds wonderful to me.
Exactly.
And all that's included in the rate. But every community is different in terms of charges, and you need to look closely at that. But there's lots of things on the internet that will guide you through all those decisions. You know, there are, and then you can get things in terms from the state of Kentucky. You can get blank outlines for living wills, DNRs, all of those things. And it comes in booklet form. So if you're planning on making those decisions with a lawyer, you already have time to kind of lay your groundwork and think about those things before you're in a lawyer's office and just being asked and told right then.
Right, absolutely. Well, thank you so much, Donna, for this wonderful information. This was a newsy interview filled with lots of great information, and hopefully it'll give some of our folks a good kickstart to get moving on their own planning. So I thank you very much for being with us.
You're welcome.
And I thank you, Kentucky Living Health Club members, and I'll be talking with you next week.